It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, we've got Job for a Cowboy's Johnny Davey. How you doing?
I am doing great, Jackie. I'm not sure if we've ever spoken before, but I've seen so many of your videos in the past. I feel like I already kind of know you.
Well, I'm happy to have you here on the show, and we've been missing Job for a Cowboy, and, you know, like I said, great to have you back with this excellent new album, Moon Healer. A lot of life has happened between albums. Given the prolonged break, how difficult or easy was it to tap into who Job for a Cowboy were a decade ago and who you are at this stage in life and bring it all together while approaching a new album?
Wow, heavy question. Yeah, you know, at a certain point, we drifted apart. We kind of went our own separate ways. Some of the guys went on their specific career routes. One of the guys got their PhD. I went into the land of coding and programming. Other guys, like Nick, our bassist, he toured with Havoc for quite a while. But, you know, as far as the difficulty of getting back together and kind of getting that collaboration of flow again, it was really easy. It just kind of felt like more or less just getting back on the bike, you know? We don't ride a bike for a long time. It's just, you never really lose it or forget it. And it just kind of felt like we were all put in a time machine and we all went 10 years back to where we were before, and we just, nothing really changed. It just felt like we were going back to work.
Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us. Their new record, Moon Healer, is out now. This is The Agony Seeping Storm. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us on the show this week, talking about the band's highly anticipated return in the Moon Healer album. Johnny, this new record is more of a concept record inspired by a close friend's search for enlightenment through hallucinogens that took a tragic turn with them breaking from reality. Given your closeness to the subject, how vital was it to do right by your friend in sharing some of their story, and how difficult was it to tap into that mindset while writing?
It wasn't difficult at all, to be honest. This particular friend had a couple of screws loose, to be honest. And I kind of dug into a lot of the ideas and concepts and beliefs he was into. And it was honestly pretty entertaining. It was a lot of fun just learning about all of the things this particular person was into and just having a better understanding as to the person that they were. So to be 100% honest, it was a blast, and it was relatively easy.
Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us once again. We're celebrating the release of Moon Healer. Coming up this hour, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed's going to be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit, music from Anthrax, Suicidal Tendencies. Got a new Ministry tune coming up for you next off Hopium for the Masses, which comes out next week. More with Johnny Davey next. It's Full Metal Jackie. Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us on the show. And Johnny, the band has returned with new songs and videos. Much credit to Nick for his work on the videos, which really capture the chaotic journey of going down the rabbit hole so well. I'm assuming music first, video idea later, but can you speak to the process of bringing the visual elements of telling the story to your music? And are you happy with how this is all tying together?
Yeah, totally. I feel like when we have a concept like this, it's pretty easy to tie it all together. No, yet you're right. It is music first and visuals second, but I mean, everything's based off of the music and the lyrics. So we flow into creating the visuals for the video pretty easy. I mean, Nick and I spent a lot of time talking about ideas and concepts. It was just a blast making those videos. Nick did a great job. And we might even do some more in the future if the time leans in our favor.
Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us. The new Job for a Cowboy record, Moon Healer, is out now. Coming up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed. We've got that new Kerry King tune coming up. Johnny's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us on the show this week. And Johnny, part of the reason why Job for a Cowboy has taken nearly a decade to return was taking some time for family. Especially with the pandemic, a lot of musicians have seemingly reassessed their priorities. Why was it the right time for the band to break back then? And what ultimately drew you all back now? And how difficult is it to find the balance in your life as a touring musician?
I'll start with the balance as a touring musician. I mean, that's more difficult than ever as we're older. A couple of the guys have their own separate careers. And like I said, some of the guys have their own music projects. So trying to get the playing together is much more difficult than it ever was because, you know, 10 years ago, before we had families, careers, other projects, this was by far the main focus. And life kind of gets in the way. And for some of us, this band isn't quite the main focus as it was before. So that's definitely a bit more difficult these days. As far as to why we broke back then, to be honest, I'm not, it's almost hard to pinpoint as to what it was. I guess one of the biggest catalysts was definitely myself. I was going to have my first child, so that definitely put a big pause in everything. And I think just due to the fact that I kind of started the family life, the guys just couldn't wait around for me. That's the reality of it. So they kind of had to part ways and find their own things to do.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Pantera, At the Gates, and more with my guest, Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy. It's Full Metal Jackie, Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us. Coming back into the fold, Johnny, there's plenty that's probably changed. What's your take on where death metal stands at this point in time? Any new bands catching your interest? And are there any new challenges coming back now that maybe weren't part of your world during the Sun Eater promotion?
Wow, you got all the heavy questions. I wasn't expecting...
Keeping you on your toes.
Usually the questions are so repetitive as far as, you know, you get so many of the same questions asked over and over. But as far as how the death metal world has changed, I mean, I personally don't see a whole lot of changes. I mean, obviously a lot of things have changed. I mean, we have this, I think there's a big emphasis on an old school death metal revival. There's a lot of that going around. The technical, and the other end of the spectrum, you know, we kind of have this meathead old school death metal revival, and then the complete other side of the spectrum, we have this otherworldly technicality side of it that just keeps getting more and more crazy. So it almost feels like just the seas just keep separating more and more from one another. So I definitely see that. As far as newer bands, I mean, there's a ton. I've always tried to keep up with as much as possible, just so I'd be in the know. And of course, I love it. I've always been a fan of listening to as much music as I can. I mean, a lot of stuff this year that pops to mind. I mean, there's a new Horrendous album, the new Zenith Passage record, the new Zoth record, the Nithing record. It's endless. I feel like my head's always spinning in circles, trying to keep up with everything. But it's a blast. There's something for everyone.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us. Quick break. Up next, a new Judas Priest tune. We are coming up here on the new record, Invincible Shield, their 19th studio record, which is coming out on March 8th. So we'll check out a new track from the record. We'll hear from Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Johnny Davey next. It's Full Metal Jackie, Johnny Davey of Job for a Cowboy with us, and we've been talking about the new record, Moon Healer. Johnny, what else does 2024 hold in store for Job for a Cowboy in addition to this new record?
Well, obviously the record is the big one. I think at this point we're just trying to figure out some shows, possibly some tours to hop on. Nothing's confirmed yet. As I mentioned earlier, it's been pretty difficult just due to the fact that we'll have so many things going on in our own personal lives. And just trying to line those things up between one another is always a hassle. It's difficult, rather.
Well, congrats on this amazing new record. Good luck with all things to come. And it was really great to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
We've got the new Bruce Dickinson tune and more coming up next.